That's right.
Said he would come down with a new style. He said, my break free from reality with me this time around. Well, you can see that there ain't nothing but you and me, and we
and
know
your mom.
It's been turtles all the way down.
And that you're not real.
All the way down.
I'm not real. Time.
You're really unreal.
Time's not a thing.
By that I mean you don't exist.
And God.
I don't either.
Not a thing, but you're also God. It's complicated. We should probably start the show.
Rise and shine and give God the glory, glory. Rise and shine and give God the glory, glory. Rise and shine and give God the glory, glory. Children of the Lord. Hey, everybody. Seamus Harvey here from Sacred Shame. It is just after dawn on the morning after the summer solstice. I had just a delightful, delightful solstice with my partners. Great, wonderful, energetic, happy time. We're in new energy, people. Fuck that Mercury retrograde. It'll work itself out. You're gonna do just fine. Hey, how's everybody doing this morning? I am still road tripping back from New York City to my home base in New Orleans, Louisiana. My trip is full of synchronicity and surprise and loveliness. I am going to be stopping off in North Carolina to interview a doctor of metaphysics later on today. That's going to be super awesome. She does life mapping. It's going to be super interesting. I think it's going to be great. And in talking about her yesterday, started talking about life mapping versus time scrying, and got into some interesting conversations with some friends of mine. And I thought that I would do a little episode here about your path through this third dimensional nonsense that we wake up to every day. Every day, you're presented with infinite choice. You probably don't perceive that as true because you've gotten into a habit of just rote working through the day. You know, you're on a schedule, you get up, stretch, brush your teeth, take a shower, drink that morning cup of Joe, go to the 9-to-5, watch that television show, smoke that bowl, go to bed, rinse and repeat. Hopefully not. Hopefully you've already broken that rat wheel. But that trench of familiarity, of not noticing all the wonder and splendor that is constantly surrounding all of us all the time, and these infinite paths that we all have the option to move a little further down. So that's why meditation's so important, right? Whatever type of meditation is your particular drug of choice, the purpose of that is to crystallize that energy that's always around us, and to start noticing all of the little things that you just take for granted. Listening to the sounds that you don't generally hear, even though they're there. Feeling your feet connect to the earth, and how your weight distributes, how those parts of your feet that are bearing weight on the earth how that feels. That slight breeze against your face. All of these things that we just take for granted. As so many of us just wander aimlessly through this world, as these reactive mechanisms to the world around us, instead of these proactive, energetic forces that we all are. And so this is a world of infinite distraction. It's not bad. It's not good either. Those are fucked concepts. You're making your choices. If your choice is to binge watch 90 Day Fiancé and pound a bunch of popcorn, that's your choice. It's not going to be suited for certain things. But it's not good or bad. It just is. But on that same token, it's important to remember that your path, you, the listener hearing this podcast, hearing the sultry sounds of my voice right now, your path is your path. And there's a multitude of tools out there available, infinite tools, truthfully, to help you figure out your way, stumbling around here in the darkness of the third dimension. And it's super easy to get distracted by bright and shiny tools that other people hold up. And sometimes beneficial, sometimes nonsensical stuff that seemingly powerful people have to say. That really dope witch that's also kind of racist. You know? She has power, but she also says some just Looney Tunes things and doesn't vibe with you. You know, maybe you grew up Christian and you had a priest or a pastor who was just a sweetheart and who really meant well and who had a lot of good ideas. But ultimately, the amalgamation of everything that they believed wasn't for you. So I'm going to let you in on a little secret here. It's not a secret. People just don't like to hear it. This world is a la carte. You don't have to buy the whole prefix menu. You can just take a little from this pot and a little from that pot and try the dessert course and eat your ice cream first. You can do all that, and that's okay, as long as you're being true to yourself, to what's valuable for you, to what's productive for you, towards whatever your goals are, whatever your aims are, whatever thing you're trying to make your path suited for. Everything you ever do, not good or bad, but it is bringing you either closer to or pushing you further away from where you want your path to take you. And so I'm gonna jump to commercial break here in a second, but just the thing I'd like you to think about is that you are making these choices and you are the captain. You are the captain now. Listen to me. You are the captain now. So don't get hung up on what anybody else tells you that you're supposed to do, what anyone else says you're supposed to believe, whatever prayer or ritual or whatever somebody tells you you need to do to gain focus or control in your life. If it's not resonating with you, it ain't for you. And I am Seamus Harvey. And I'll be right back after this here commercial break on the Sacred Shame.
Hey everyone, Seamus Harp here. Super excited to talk about my new sponsor, AMA Healing, amahealing.co. They are manufacturers and purveyors of fine hemp extracts, CBD products, phytocannabinoids, all of the good health things to get your body in the best shape possible from a mentality and focus standpoint. And I use these fuckers every day. Literally, their CBD extract and their Elevate Elixir, I credit with basically keeping me alive. If you're a listener to the show, you'll know that I've been dealing with cancer for the last 6 months or so, and just from the cancer and the inflammation and the treatment for the cancer, I feel foggy in the brain a lot of the time, and the products from amahealing.co, specifically the CBD oil, hemp extract, and the Elevate Elixir, are really doing so much to keep me from being foggy and just feeling like blah. And the team is amazing. Matt, Ted, all the guys and gals and peoples at amahealing.co. Love you guys so much. Go to AmaHealing, AmaHealing.co. Use the code BUCKCANCER and maybe get a little discount from your boy Seamus Harvey. Again, that's AmaHealing, AmaHealing.co. I am Seamus Harvey. And we are back. Hey, lovely people. Seamus Harvey, Sacred Shame. So when I was in middle school, I was super excited because I was going to get to be in the band. Yay, band. I wanted to play musical instruments. I wanted to play the drums. Was super pumped about the prospect of playing drums. I was a little fat boy. And when I went in to select a musical instrument, I was told that I needed to play the tuba, essentially because fat boys needed to play tubas. Yeah, so for 3 years of my life, I played tuba, sousaphone, and it was all right. And I got pretty good at it, I'm not going to lie. I can do pretty well at anything that I put my mind to, but it wasn't for me. It wasn't, but I listened. Man, listen to the roar on that old Chevy. You hear that? Rum, rum, rum,
rum, rum, rum. That Chevy got a little overwhelming there. Cut it off. All right. Yeah, so I played the tuba. And that was all right. But I didn't want to play the tuba. And it never resonated with me, even though I was okay at it. You know, it wasn't for me. So later on, when I didn't have a band teacher who was body shaming me into a certain instrument, I picked up the guitar. You know what? I'm pretty fucking good at guitar. And I love it. It's great. It feels wonderful in my hands. It feels natural. I progressed much faster with a guitar. And I sing. And I'm a pretty good audio engineer because those are all the instruments that I chose for myself. Even if I'm supposed to be playing a tuba, you're not supposed to be doing anything. You're supposed to do what feels right for you. So if yoga's not your thing, if you can't get into it, you know, if whatever energetic flavor of the day isn't vibing with you, don't do it. You don't have to do that shit. You can do whatever you want. And if all of the paths that you check out don't seem cool, make your own. That's the beauty of energetic work, is that it's your work and you do what vibes with you. Sexuality is my power source, and that's cool. Like, I don't expect that to be your power source. But in this world that slut shames all of us and body shames all of us into playing a fucking tuba, being in touch with my sacred sexual energy gives me peace. It gives me security. It gives me power. It makes me happy. And so that's me. But that's not you. Maybe it is you. Maybe that's your totem too. Maybe you want to find that. But you don't ever need to, nobody should ever force you to do that. That's not, like I said in the last episode, there is no one true light in the way. There's your way. And find that thing that's going to make you happy. Find that path that's going to bring you a little bit closer to where you're trying to go. And don't listen to any of these other fucking mortals when they're telling you that you're on the wrong path. Because I'll tell you what, they don't have a fucking clue what they're talking about. And the only person who's ever gonna experience your life is you. Did you hear that? That is the universe. Don't you want me, baby? Don't you want... That's the universe saying what I'm saying is good. Because some dope 80s jams just started bumping over a loudspeaker in this parking lot. And that's pretty awesome. So yeah, like the 80s pop song just signified, your path is your path. Take it. You know, if you're working at a waitress in a cocktail bar, that might be your path. And that's cool. As long as it's true to you. As long as it's beneficial to you. And don't let anybody tell you that your path ain't shit. Because those people ain't shit. Even though there are other parts of you, and we're all the same energy, you right now are the only person viewing this world, this existence, from your vantage point. And if you take everything that you see, everything that's possible for you to perceive, not just in this dimension, but every dimension, infinity, if you could bottle that up, everything, it would still be missing something. It would be missing you. Because you can't see you. You can just see everything else from your vantage point. And I can see you, but I can't see me. And so everything it's possible for me to experience is missing something. It's missing me. And that's why our experiences are all different. They might be similar. They might be aligned. But they're all different. And that's why any dogmatic following and fervor towards one path is just silly. So take the pieces of this life that serve you, that resonate with you, and just leave the rest of that bullshit behind. And if someone gives you shit for it, tell them Seamus Harvey said it was okay, and those motherfuckers can come talk to me live on the air on Sacred Shame. I hope you guys have a wonderful, wonderful summer. Happy summer, everybody. I hope you had a good solstice. And I will see you back here a little later on Sacred Shaman with me, Seamus Harvey. See you tomorrow.